Now I'd like to read to you the newspaper report of the 1954 concert from the New York Herald Tribune. Quote, "Her voice is rich and full, with a strong, clear echo. Her breath control is remarkable. She can float a phrase forever. Miss Windsor's most grateful quality, however, is the clarity with which she projects every element of the music she sings. It is never a strain to listen to her, and every note falls easily on the ear, no matter how difficult the passage in which it is found. She literally lights skyrockets in the air." New York Times. "The striking thing about Miss Windsor's singing is the great skill with which she uses her voice. Miss Windsor has assurance and wonderful poise on the stage. It was a fine performance by a knowledgeable and experienced artist." London Times. "A voice of beautiful quality." The Lon on Fog from Copenhagen, Denmark. Quote, "She scored a great success." From Amsterdam. "Vocal splendor such as one does not hear often. The audience cheered her." Montreal Daily Star. "Soprano welcomed in an impressive recital." The Daily News from Cleveland. "Windsor recital scores." The Detroit Free Press. "Superb song artistry." The St. Louis Globe Democrat. "Windsor gives a beautiful recital." The Washington Daily News, "Voice like a jewel." The Pittsburgh Press, "Windsor given ovation, audience thrilled." Dallas Morning News, "American soprano of lovely voice and polished style." The Milwaukee Journal, "Windsor proves a star." Now just a little personal insight. A performer, when they are on the stage, they are not able to really hear themselves give their performance. Other than this record, which you just heard, there was no other records made of any of Lily's performances. Therefore, she never really critiqued or heard herself sing after the performance. When I came back from Florida with this first recording, it was my pleasure to let her hear it for the first time on the evening of March the 28th, 1987, her birthday. As we sat in the car driving to dinner, she heard her voice for the first time. Let me tell you, I had a sore right arm because she didn't stop punching me and kept saying, "It's really me. I don't believe it. Really, was I that good? Oh my, it's me." It was really a pleasure, and thanks to Tommy's perseverance, we were able to get this record recording to Lily on her birthday in 1987 after 33 years from the original performance. Thank you, and so long.